Angelo Acerbi, Fred Film Radio at the Venice Festival, here with Radha Mitchell and Odessa Young, lead actresses of the film Looking for Grace. What kind of director is Sue Brooks?
She's very trusting of her actors. She likes to rehearse, but she does it in a kind of in a way that's not directly related to the script, so you're kind of bonding without being uber focused on the text.
Yeah.
And she's a very kind of, in a way, hands off on set and allows people to kind of be on their own journey.
But she uses she uses what we bring to it with such thoughtfulness and kind of works around that and collaborates with that and makes that a real part of her vision as opposed to molding us into her.
I would say she's very intuitive in that sense. And even in the casting, I think she was coming from some inner wisdom, like something she's not going to tell it all to you, she's sort of channeling it, if that makes sense.
What kind of character study did you have to play the role?
I think it was in the script that this woman's very obsessive compulsive and involved with the details of her reality, the things that she can control, especially when things are out of control, and maybe without judging it, a little superficial. But I don't think she was judging. I think we all kind of loved Denise, the character.
Yeah.
We weren't judging Denise, but she certainly had quirks that we wouldn't consider necessarily cool or wise.
Was there any improvisation?
Yeah, we had we didn't have so much improvisation on set. It was more in the rehearsal, like Radha said. The rehearsal was about kind of subconsciously bonding as the characters, and you know, I got together with Harry, who plays Jamie, and Kenya, who plays Sappho, and kind of worked out like really intricate friendship dynamics. And so on set, it was, when we did improvise, it was very controlled. It wasn't like, you know, wildly out of character. It was very like just little things that we got to kind of put in which felt right and which felt kind of normal within the context of the story. Because I know if, like, I'm pretty bad at improvising, to be honest, and I know that I can go wildly off course and just make it something stupid, but this one was really, and that was all Sue. She very much kind of made us comfortable in the characters.
When the parents of Grace appear on the screen, the movie changes rhythm and pace. It becomes a little more funnier and comic. How did you manage you and Rox this subtle line of comedy that was there?
Well, for me, it was actually really exciting to do that, because it wasn't, I don't think anyone knew, or was, no one was like, this is how it's going to be. It was kind of like, this is happening. It was just a sort of happening. And then we were like, oh, this is actually fun. Like, we're having a good time doing this. So at times we were like, are we like messing with the movie here? Or like, really, there was a question about it. But it was fun to go with the impulse, the impulse of that. And then obviously to try and maintain authenticity, emotional authenticity.
Yeah, because the dialogues between your character and her husband are really real but really funny at the same time. Really kind of surreal but realistic.
Which is
a weird mixture.
Which to me was like, wow, I haven't seen this. I haven't seen a lot of this. So we're not measuring this against something else. Which was why it was a sort of exciting space. And I think Sue wasn't quite expecting it either, but she liked it. So we kind of stayed with that mood. And how does that, I don't know, it's interesting how all those, how the stories affect each other. I think the way it played out is that her character is definitely the soul of the story. And these characters are sort of trying to reconnect to their spirit in a way.
And there's always that kind of lack of communication between one generation to the older one, you know.
Yes.
Like the scene at the table of the diner with the three of you, and the
we're all on
the
a
detective.
Different, we don't understand each other at all.
Absolutely.
Like and even now, like, what are you talking about?
Did you use did you use something of your life experience in this kind of non-communication between older people?
I think so. I think there's definitely a frustration with my generation that we're not being heard or we're not being respected or paid attention to. And it makes me frustrated because I think everyone feels like they have something to say. And I think kids are particularly brushed over when it comes to their voice. Mm-hmm. So I identified with that, especially in that scene where the detective, you know, says, "Oh, you've caused your family a lot of trouble."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was kind of patronizing.
It's so patronizing, and I've been patronized, and I've had to deal with that kind of not being taken seriously because of my age, and that definitely influenced the way I played Grace.
An interesting aspect of the film is that we can all recognize someone from our families in those characters.
I was like, this is like kind of like my aunt. I can't say this because I don't think she'd agree, but I was sort of thinking about her a lot.
How many aunts do you have?
Well, there's one aunt.
Oh, great. So she'll know it's her.
but sort of back to kids being, well, young adults being taken seriously, there is, and I forget his name, I was reading about him on Facebook, there's a teenager in the US who's suing the government for destroying for the environmental impact of certain economic choices that they've made. And it's a serious court case about the future of the planet and the world that they're going to inherit, which sounds like bold, but actually it makes a lot of sense. Because we're creating a world, and the people that are going to live in it are not taken seriously a lot of the time in terms of what they're going to inherit. And really, they should be the leaders. Like, hey, what are you doing? This is what's happening next. That's sort of unrelated.
Yeah, people don't.
In a larger scale, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I look at people and I just see them. Oh, I can see the person in 10 years' time. Mm-hmm. Like even you, I'm like, oh, I can see her like in 10 years. We're having a conversation right now, but. The time is coming forward and backward.
Do you think, Odessa, that in your position now, people listen to you more despite your age?
Whether people listen to me or not, I'm still going to try and speak. It's interesting. I think that more people are paying attention to what young people have to say. I feel like it's a long time since we've been the kind of society where children were seen and not heard, and we're moving on, and we kind of respect the youth a little bit more. I feel like in my experience, I'm definitely, you know, coming across very open people who are willing to hear what I have to say and respect what I have to say. I can't say that for everyone, and I know that I'm in a privileged position where I'm, you know, people are going to listen to me because I'm white and privileged and, you know, in this kind of world, but
But I think there's the younger generation and there's also the older generation, and I like that this movie we have Terry playing the older detective, and we're listening to, and I really love his performance.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Love it. And you don't see enough of that either. And like, what does Terry have to say? You know, hear enough.
It was the word of wisdom in the movie.
Yes. But the actor, the man, I mean, a friend of mine made a documentary about Harry Dean Stanton. Mm-hmm. He's kind of like the American Terry in a way. Very rock and roll, but 85 or 80-something. I just went to his birthday party.
I forget how old he is, but
old.
More than 80 for sure.
Yes, yeah. And it's really interesting, actually, when you hear what he has to say. And I feel like we got to open up that window of who's relevant in terms of who we're looking at and who we're listening to.
Thank you to Radha Mitchell and Odessa Young from the film Looking for Grace, Angela Cherby of Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.